The G20 summit in Brisbane might have finished, but several world leaders are extending their stay, keeping the spotlight on Australia for a few more days. Despite the Abbott government's focus on jobs and economic growth, climate change is getting much of the attention. In a late-night news conference with the German Chancellor in Sydney, the Prime Minister indicated Australia won't be contributing to a global fund set up to help poor countries cope with the effects of a changing climate. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
9 o'clock on a Sunday night isn't the usual time to hold a joint press conference with one of the world's most powerful leaders. But the number of presidents and prime ministers in Australia didn't give Tony Abbott any choice.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a real honour for me to be here with Chancellor Angela Merkel.
Regardless of the timing, Angela Merkel was clearly taken with the Sydney Harbour location for the first state visit by a German leader since 1997. We often see the fireworks above Sydney at New Year, she told reporters, or the wonderful pictures of the Opera House. But to be able to see that with my own eyes is really beautiful. The pair discussed the fight against Islamic militants, the situation in Russia, China and Japan, as well as Australian-German relations. Tony Abbott says they've agreed to set up a new working group to strengthen those ties.
The relationship between Australia and Germany is strong and warm, but I think it could be better developed.
And as at the G20 summit, questions of climate change and Russian military aggression weren't far away.
Premier Minister Abbott, nach der Ankündigung von Barack Obama,
Mr. Abbott was asked by a German reporter whether Australia would also contribute to the United Nations Green Climate Fund following the US President's announcement of a $3 billion contribution. He highlighted foreign aid funding, which already goes to climate programs, as well as the government's $2.5 billion emissions reduction fund and the $10 billion allocated by the previous government to the Clean Energy Finance Corporation.
We're doing a very great deal, and I suppose, given what we are doing, we don't intend at this time to do more.
And while he wouldn't say if he asked Chancellor Merkel to press the Russian president to apologise for the MH17 disaster, Tony Abbott did offer this tribute to his guest.
No one understands Eastern Europe better than she does. No one understands the complexities and the difficulties of the situation on the ground in Eastern Europe better than the Chancellor, and I have to say I've benefited very much from her counsel.
Angela Merkel will visit the National Institute for Information Technology Research, NICTA, today and give a keynote foreign policy speech. Tony Abbott's international relations will continue in Canberra with the Chinese President Xi Jinping after the UK Prime Minister David Cameron used part of his speech to federal parliament on Friday to rail against authoritarian capitalism in a not too subtle message to China. All eyes will be on President Xi as he makes his own address to a special sitting of Parliament. He's also expected to sign a free trade agreement with Australia, almost 10 years in the making. The Shadow Treasurer, Chris Bowen, is offering Labor's cautious support.
Well, we certainly, of course, welcome steps towards freer trade. That's in Australia's best interest. We'll have a look at the details. The government has been selectively leaking out spin when it comes to this free trade agreement. We want to see the substance and then we'll make an assessment.
The Shadow Treasurer, Chris Bowen, ending Naomi Woodley's report.